Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Thank you for agreeing to this meeting. This may take some time, and I know you have overcome a harrowing experience, but I believe this will be relevant to your experiences and interests. Several days ago, I acquired this full collection of documents and recordings, which I will present here. Many of the recordings and documents are dated, yet lack some explanation for where they fit into the constructed timeline. Additionally, due to the multiple viewpoints present, I have taken it upon myself to edit and sort the documents and recordings into appropriate points, in the hope of presenting a fuller picture. It is my hope that your recent experience will aid in putting the pieces of this puzzle into place and move toward future action. In late January, a small private group of adventure tourists claiming the Patagonian Andes scaled a section of the northwest side of Cerro Torre to an elevation of approximately 1,800 metres. Unseasonably heavy winds halted their progress, and the guide, Lucas Criado, an experienced climber with Sina Bene Retreats, pulled the climbers aside to wait out the hazardous winds. While waiting, one of the climbers discovered a wall of petroglyphs that had recently become exposed due to increased snow and ice melt. The hikers were unable to approach the petroglyphs due to the dangerous conditions, but they were equipped with high-quality cameras and collected substantial photographic proof. Upon return to the nearby town of El Chelten, the climbers and their guide reported the location of the find. A cursory team was assembled, including a representative from the local government, the Sina Bene guide Lucas Criado, and an archaeological authority, Dr. Carito Ureta from the National University of La Plata, and they climbed to the site in early February to assess the site's validity. Once it was examined and deemed preliminarily authentic, the scramble began to establish a skilled team for an expedited site examination before potential snowfall could obscure the petroglyphs. Due to the site's location in a disputed area of the mountains and ice fields, the archaeological team consisted of representatives of both the Chilean and Argentinian interests. In late April, after funding was secured, the guide Lucas Criado initiated the expedition's setup. Within days, he had dropped supplies and established the base camp required for the upcoming archaeological team. In early May, the examination team was already established, consisting of Sina Bene guide Lucas Criado, National University of La Plata professor Dr. Carito Ureta, doctoral candidate Ava Olivia Moreno, Universidad de Chile and University of Pittsburgh Associate Professor Dr. Josefa Guerrero, graduate student Simon Hall, and guest epigrapher Dr. Xiao Liu. The following documents and recordings are the first installment in a compilation detailing the events of the archaeological team sent to Base Camp Piedra. In the winter months, snowstorms and rainfall in the Patagonian ice fields can drastically affect the landscape. Worsened by heavy winds, such storms can reduce visibility and lead to glacial calving, ice collapses, and avalanches. During these conditions, travel is not advised. The White Vault. comes from the largest collection of records available for Base Camp Piedra, the documents and recordings stored in the camp's hard drive backup. It was originally recorded on the smartphone of University of Pittsburgh graduate student Simon Hoare before his departure to Argentina, and was uploaded in a batch upload upon syncing his phone to the camp's hard drive later on.
Whew. It's not every day an opportunity like this comes along. Oh, okay. You can do this. You can. Yes.
Come in.
Hello, Professor Guerrero.
Oh, take a seat. What can I help you with today?
Well, I submitted the application for the field research assistant position you posted last week, and I know the timeline is abrupt, so I was hoping I could talk with you about the position and that you might be able to let me know your decision or give me a possible schedule. You see, while I have my passport, I would still need a...
Paul, calm down. Take a breath, and we can talk about this. I know the timeline is short. I saw your application, but I do have a few questions.
Sorry. Nerves. Is it okay if I record the talk like I record your lectures? And of course, please, ask away, Professor. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Not a problem. Oh, I know you're a hard worker, and you did show a willingness to undertake the assignment on short notice. But I have a few reservations. I am most apprehensive about your application because of your limited fluency in Spanish. La mayoría del equipo habla español y la comunicación entre nosotros es vital. Así que, en serio, dime qué tan bueno es tu español.
No he tomado español desde mi primer año, pero lo tomé durante todo el high school, escuela también. Entiendo poquito cuando me hablan, pero entiendo más. No habla mucho, pero yo trato.
And I'm willing to work on it.
I recommend that you do, but why do you want this position? This is a busy time for you. You have to start work on your master's thesis in just a few months. Do you have a path in mind? You should have some ideas by now.
Yes, that's the thing. I do. I know I want to work with 3D site mapping and site integration with GIS. We've discussed this before, but all the opportunities available here at the university are just, archival work. I prefer something new that I feel connected to, not just data I've never encountered. And I have the experience. Fieldwork, completed courses, coding. I could digitize the new site, map and scan the petroglyphs, create a program that we can present to the local governments and their tourist boards. If we're lucky, a 3D model could even postpone possible future tourism to the site long enough for a better study. Preservation through the use of digital exploration and model construction. It's rough, but I can put together the work and thesis proposal for you, if you feel like I'd be a fit for the job. It's one of those things I would need some time to do, though.
It's a lot, Ho. You will be there as my research assistant, and to aid in the quick cataloging of the new site before the inclement weather sets in. This is a not easy position, and you will be putting a lot of pressure on yourself to finish a significant amount of work in a limited time. It will be physically and mentally taxing. While you seem very enthusiastic and I know you're talented, you might be taking on too much.
I understand, and that's why I think I'm a great fit. I've had experience with portable laser and scanner capture, and some of the newer technologies will allow for scans to be done very quickly, which is perfect for both the expedited site documentation and my thesis. I can get all the scans done in a matter of days, alongside everything, and I can always create and fine-tune the program and data once I'm back. The requirements of being your assistant and my own thesis work overlap significantly.
And if you can't, if the petroglyphs on site are insufficient, you'll have wasted weeks. It's a gamble.
I don't see it that way. It's an investment. It either pays out in a big way and I get my thesis work rolling, or it doesn't, and I still get further experience with previously unexamined sites, fieldwork, documentation, and digital image capture.
Can you keep up with the physical demands? We'll be climbing to the site every day and working from a camp in the rocks and wind. It won't be pretty or comfortable.
I've bagged a fair number of 14ers in my day. I'm sure I can keep up.
How quickly can you put together that proposal? And you may need to apply to expedite some funding for the advanced imaging equipment.
I can put it together over the weekend. Wait, is this a yes?
I'll send you an email this afternoon, once I've had some time to look a few things over. No decision until then. Does that work for you?
Certainly, yes, of course. Thank you.
I'll send over the list of equipment we may already have available, and there are several waivers you'll need to look over and sign.
Of course. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in class on Friday, Professor.
Gracias por venir, Hall. Nos vemos en clases.
So that went well? Yeah. It did, right? Yes. Yeah, this is going to work. This could be it. Oh, shit. I have so much work to do. I should call Ray. He won't believe it.
The next recording comes from a video call discussion between Dr. Kirito Ureta and Dr. Xiao Liu before their departure for Patagonia. At the time, Dr. Ureta was in her office in the National University of La Plata in Argentina, and Dr. Liu was in her apartment in Beijing. Although they discussed files to be reviewed, there were no previous attachments to present alongside the recording stored within the backup.
Hello, Dr. Ureta? Can you hear me?
Yes, Dr. Liu, hello. The connection not perfect, but I can hear you well enough.
It is nice to meet you after our many emails.
I apologize for the time it took to set up this meeting. With our different time zones, it was more difficult than expected. I'm sorry for the odd hour we settled on.
Thank you, but this time is not too bad. I have been excited for our discussion. Have you had the time to review the files I sent?
Yes, but, and I apologize again, they seem a bit far-fetched. Where you said these were from is a construction site.
They were found on a body uncovered during road construction near Nanjiang, a city in Heilongjiang province. The remarkably well-preserved remains have been trapped in mudslides since the 18th century. The documents are real, Doctor. I've spent months examining them. I can forward over some of the tests if you like, but they will be in Mandarin. I understand your apprehension, but the pictures from the new serial tourist site contain several matches to the documented glyphs. It will be illogical to consider such extensive overlap to be coincidental. I've worked as an epigrapher for over 10 years. This is near impossibility.
Well, I understand it may look that way. It's hard to believe the sites have anything to do with each other. And you said you got the Cerro Torres site photos through Dr. Noble.
Yes, Dr. Noble and I have worked together before, and I had shown him my work almost a year ago. He reached out to me as soon as he saw the new photos. He recognized them, as I do.
So you want this to be a match?
It is not about what I want. It's what I believe to be true. And if it is, I want to be there. I've done the research. The site is further south than either Monte Verde or Pilaco Bajo. But based on the few photos we have, it's something very different. Even the stone carvings alone are unique. But the Gonfathier's depictions? The site is dissimilar to the nomadic cultures of the seafaring Chilean Elacacufe or the Argentinian Onikenk hunter-gatherers. And those symbols... I've sent you my work. I need to see it. If you're going to require an epigrapher, a linguist, or anything similar out there, I formally request that it's me.
I'll check with the co-lead and show them your credentials. The local governments are trying to push this through quickly, so your offer will certainly be considered. Tourism is a big draw for the area. As such, documentation and preservation are at the top of their list. If you get approval, be ready for a quick deployment, less than a month. I'll let you know. I apologize that this call is so short.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in Patagonia.
Have a good day, Dr. Liu.
And a good evening to you, Dr. Ureta.
The following email from mid-April was logged under the Cerro Torre file of Dr. Kirito Ureta's email account, and that email file was synced to the camp backup. The recipient was doctoral candidate Ava Olivia Moreno, registered with the National University of La Plata.
Señora Moreno, Tomando en cuenta nuestra última conversación y el envío de todos los requisitos, usted está oficialmente registrada como mi asistente dentro del equipo de examinación de petroglifos en Cerro Torre. Partiremos hacia Argentina para encontrarnos con los otros miembros
del equipo en 12 días. Ms. Moreno, per our last conversation and the submission of the paperwork, you are now registered as my assistant on the upcoming Cerro Torre petroglyph examination team. We leave for Argentina to meet up with the other members of the expedition in 12 days' time. Please have your affairs in order by then, and collect the packet in the administration office for the additional paperwork and tickets. If you have any questions regarding preparations, send them over within the next 2 days. Contact me when your preparations are complete. I feel more confident and somewhat relieved knowing your experience as a hiker, but please know that your work will be judged on your abilities as an archaeologist and assistant, and not as a tourist adventurer. I expect you to have all your work completed before our departure, including the previously assigned catalog work for Dr. Guzman. Additionally, be sure to look over the presented site information and the work I sent you from one Dr. Zhao Liu from Beijing. She will be the guest epigrapher on the examination team. The information will seem slightly unconventional, but look over it regardless. We may be dealing with a complex, fraudulent site, so I would also like you to review recent petroglyph dating techniques, microerosion analysis, and any of the recent papers on cold climate archaeology that may apply to the study of these glyphs. Also, please look over the photographs I took during the initial February examination and attempt to familiarize yourself with the site and terrain before our arrival. Bring as much reference material as you can on a flash drive, as there will be no internet access or cellular service once we reach the mountains. Any reference charts and papers you may need must be acquired before departure. My flight to El Calafate is a couple of days before yours, so I'll not be joining you on the trip over. Until then, I will see you at the lab. Doctora Carrito Urreta.
The following is a recorded video call between Dr. Josefa Guerrero, Mr. Simon Hall, and Dr. Xiao Liu before their departures for Patagonia.
There's a lot of technical difficulties from...
Hello from Pittsburgh, Dr. Liu.
Oh, hello. Are you Dr. Guerrero? I thought you were at the university in Chile.
Hello, Dr. Liu. I'm Dr. Guerrero. That was Simon Hall, one of my grad students. Hall is helping with the video call. Sorry for the confusion.
Hello, Dr. Guerrero. So you are in Pittsburgh?
Yes, for now. I'm an associate professor for both here and back at Universidad de Chile. For the next 2 semesters, I'll be here in Pittsburgh. Well, except for our upcoming excursion to Patagonia. It will be nice to be back so close to home, but still so far.
I was happy to have received the confirmation of my acceptance to the expedition a few days ago. And I apologize that it took so long for us to set out on time to meet.
We will meet in person soon enough. I hope you're ready for the cold.
Yes. It will be a big change from my usual working conditions. Now, during my previous discussions with Dr. Urreta, she was apprehensive to accept my proposal or to share my work with you. Have you had time to look over all the documents, the photos?
Yes, I have. Hall, could you please grab that folder to your right? Thank you. Dr. Liu, I have them here. I've been looking them over alongside the newer photos Carrito took in February at the Cerro Torres site. This is hard to grasp.
Do you mind if I look these over?
Go ahead, Hall.
Dr. Guerrero?
Josefa is fine.
Thank you, Josefa. I understand how outlandish this sounds. The documents I found have depictions and translations of glyphs closely matching those found in the stone of Cerro Torre.
Translations?
Outlandish is a very polite way to describe my thoughts on the matter.
This doesn't make any sense. Is this the hoax you were worried about?
After speaking with Carrito and looking over the history of sites in the area, the whole of the site is still under scrutiny. The site does not easily fit into our expectations for the area. Not so far.
But Dr. Urreta was there herself. It was my understanding that she confirmed the validity months ago.
Well, yes. She confirmed that it could not be ruled out as legitimate before a more thorough examination and the collection of samples for testing, which is about as accurate as anyone should be before we can actually begin.
Where did these drawings come from? They match with the photos from Dr. Urreta. Well, they're antiquated, but here These glyphs look identical except for a few slight stylized differences. These ones too. Do you have these digitized?
I can bring you a flash drive when we meet in Argentina, but they came from a collection of papers found on the Qing Dynasty body in Heilongjiang.
China?
Yes, Hull.
No, I can see it now. The confusion. Yeah.
Regardless of the strange additional information you are bringing to the table, I look forward to working with you, Dr. Liu. I've heard good things about your work in language conservation and mortuary epigraphy.
Thank you, though the tomb work was several years ago now. I look forward to working with you as well. This is a very exciting opportunity for me. I have never worked in South America before, and this work could be more important than we realize.
If that is all for now, it's very late here, and I'd like to bring this to an end. It was very nice to meet you. It's always a good idea to take the time to meet beforehand.
Of course. Thank you for your time. And I will see you in Argentina. Safe travels.
You as well.
Good day, Dr. Liu.
Yes.
The following is an email sent by the team's future guide, Lucas Criado, to his employer, Sina Bene Retreats. Mr. Criado filed the email into the collected documents after arriving at Base Camp Piedra, but the email had been sent several weeks before departure from his home and office in Rio de Janeiro.
Sr. Souza, obrigado por permitir que eu continue trabalhando no campo na Patagônia. Eu estou totalmente comprometido em seguir em frente com o local descoberto em Cerro Torre. Essa foi uma descoberta incrível e eu acho que trabalhar com os locais pode ajudar a fortalecer os futuros contratos em Sinabene para o turismo na região.
Mr. Souza, thank you for allowing me to take on the further work with the site in Patagonia. I am fully invested in continuing on with the discovery of the site on Cerro Torre. This has been a great find and I think that the work with the locals could help solidify future Sinabene contracts for tourist work in the area. I am thankful for this opportunity. We've had good luck so far with the weather and were able to fly in the supplies for the camp in two trips, as we had predicted and budgeted. I located a large enough flat rock bed at around 1,500 meters and the camp is almost complete. It took several days to establish without additional assistance, but it will suit us well enough. The Argentinian archaeologist named it Base Camp Piedra, and even with the plyboard floors you can feel the rocks beneath your feet. I received a list of names for the incoming archaeological team. Even a few Americans are coming. I'll have them all sign the liability waiver before we board the chopper. I also collected the waivers from the universities and have submitted our signed NDAs to the local governments. I'm sorry to hear about Tess and Liam. They were a wonderful couple, humorous and with a good sense of adventure. I heard from Frida that it was a car accident. They were able to keep up with me on the mountain in dangerous conditions, and we still lose them to a car accident? Difficult to believe. Please send my regards to their family. I have sent my donation to the family-selected charity. Sinabene suffers with their loss, but I am glad I got to know them. Lucas.
Over several days in early May, the team boarded planes in their respective countries and flew to the airport in El Calafate, Argentina. The following was originally recorded on Miss Moreno's smartphone and was pulled directly from her phone as it was not saved to the camp backup. It was recorded as an audio file in a third-party app used to make calls over Wi-Fi. Only Miss Moreno's half of the conversation is recorded.
Hola, Miguel. No, disculpa si es difícil escucharme. Es que estoy usando el Wi-Fi del aeropuerto. No, no estoy yendo para Chicago. De hecho, estoy en Argentina ahorita. Sí, me dieron el
Hey, Abigail.
No, I'm sorry if it's hard to hear me. I'm using the Wi-Fi at the airport. No, I'm not going to Chicago. I'm actually still in Argentina for now. Yes, I got that research position with Dr. Ureta, the one I told you about. I know that's what I said, but she's the best professor at the university. I can't let her leave me out of these kinds of opportunities just because she's got some ill-informed ideas. No, it'll be fine. The hiking is actually going to be pretty minimal. At least that's what I understood from the paperwork and the preparation documents. No, nothing as hard as that. It even says we're going to be taking a helicopter up to the base camp, which has already been set up. I know. That's what I was saying to my mother. Camp is already set up. Provisions are there. We take a helicopter ride up. It'll be the easiest time I've ever had on a mountain since I hiked as a kid. Oh, was that mi little príncipe? Hola, papi. Hopefully you aren't driving your mother insane. No, no, I won't miss it. Don't worry. I am. I'm going on an adventure up into the mountains of Patagonia. Do you know where that is? Yes, perfect. It is south of Colombia. It's in Chile and Argentina. Can you put your mama back on? Okay, ciao, papi. Hey, at least he can pronounce Colombia now. Yeah, yes, that was her. No, see, Dr. Ureta isn't the kind of woman to just pass up the opportunity, and she's certainly not the kind of woman to rescind already signed paperwork. Once everything started going public, she didn't know what to do. You know, it's been a lot of the cold shoulder, and she's picking apart everything that I do, even the work that I do for other professors. Well, whether she likes me or not right now, I'm not slowing down my doctoral program just to make her feel more comfortable. I don't have time for that. I didn't have time for all this shit to begin with. Oh, he didn't hear that, did he? Dang. I'm sorry. Okay, I have to go. They're started boarding, and it's not a very large flight. Te quiero mucho, prima. Gracias por la llamadita, eh? Ciao. Te quiero mucho. Bye.
This concludes the first set of documents related to the archaeological team's preparations for the examination and investigation of the petroglyphs found in the Patagonian ice field. This completes the first collection of information regarding the archaeological team bound for Base Camp Piedra. The White Vault.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.